We're back in hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well out there. We have Michelle Knezovic mourning the loss of the Kentucky Wildcats today. Robbie Stanley, myself, mourning the loss of Davante Adams from the Green Bay Packers to the Las Vegas Raiders, and Joe Rex Road running on 2 hours of sleep. So we're bringing it here today on the program.
You feel the same way, let us know on the text line. We can all mourn together.
That's right. 615-737-1025. By the way, Call Your Shot Friday coming up later this hour at 7:45. We'll take your called shots on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Joe, we talked about it in the last segment a little bit. It looks like the Deshaun Watson situation is starting to dwindle down to maybe where his potential his future was going to be in the NFC South. The Falcons and the Saints reportedly still on the table. Yesterday, apparently the Carolina Panthers informed that they are no longer in the running for Deshaun Watson. The Cleveland Browns informed they're no longer involved in the running for Deshaun Watson. We'll get into the Browns part of it here in just a few minutes, because that's going to be interesting as they move forward here with their quarterback, who has not responded very well to all this. But when it comes to Deshaun Watson, when you're picking between the Falcons and the Saints, what do you think all is going into this decision? And as you said, it did look like for a while there yesterday, he was going to pick Atlanta, and now all of a sudden it's back down to two teams again. New Orleans has been very aggressive. I think they've met with him a couple of times. I'm interested to see what this decision comes down to and when this decision is made. Some people think maybe it's made today by Deshaun Watson.
Well, it's a fascinating situation. I'm trying to think of how many times we've had NFL rivals who really despise each other, who are vying for the same player, who, look, get beyond all the stuff with Deshaun Watson, which, by the way, I mean, everybody's going to end up just moving on and glossing over it. I mean, let's remember, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But you know, there was never any doubt at all that as soon as there was any opening to get him back on the field, people were going to go nuts trying to do it. It was going to be like, sharks to blood. But I can't remember too many situations like this where, I mean, basically two rivals in a division, one of them will be relevant and possibly really good. The other one will be pretty much irrelevant. The one who doesn't get him, I mean, and the Saints are probably in better position. They're still a better team than the Falcons, but they don't get him. What's the Saints' outlook here moving forward? It's just, I can't remember anything like this. And this is how the NFL has changed too, that you would even have situations like this. Yep. But my goodness, it's like Alabama and Auburn going after like the number one recruit in the country or something.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And, I think you can look at it a couple different ways. If you're Deshaun Watson, like the Saints, you still have Kamara, you have Michael Thomas, presumably, that is there at this point. You know, he's not been much of a factor the last couple of years. You know, they've got some cap space that they've been able to navigate through. You don't have Sean Payton there anymore, so I wonder how much of a difference that makes with Dennis Allen. Now, I also wonder, like, if you're Sean Payton, are you maybe kicking yourself right now? Like, if they land Deshaun Watson, is Sean Payton just be like, move aside, Dennis Allen. I'm coming back in there, baby.
Mm-hmm. If Tom Brady can do it, then you know what? Sean Payton, I'm trying to think, what day would that be a good day for him to do it? You know, I don't know, like day one of the NHL playoffs or something. Decide to come back. I mean, that's seriously.
National title game for thought, college man. Basketball.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, halftime. Yeah, halftime in the national title game. I mean, seriously, though, how different do things look all of a sudden? And that's like, if you're Watson, that's where you've got to be. Well, Thomas, you said a couple years. I mean, 2 years ago, he was unbelievable. Last year, he was. And he's been hurt, and all these things have gone, whatever. But if you're Deshaun Watson, you think about that running back and that number one receiver, that's got to be awfully appealing. But I think that's the thing. It was like Arthur Smith. I think if I were him and, you know, doing my research, I'd feel pretty good about joining forces with Arthur Smith.
I would too. By the way, it has been 2 years for Michael Thomas. 2020. Right? Yeah, 2020 was 40 catches, 438. Last year didn't play.
Oh, gosh. Time flies.
It does.
Not having fun.
It does. There's no question about it. I don't know. I'm really fascinated to see what happens. Like, and if you're Arthur Smith, I mean, seriously, we talked about this earlier this week with the Calvin Ridley stuff. I thought to myself, like, Arthur Smith seems like one of these coaches where maybe to no fault of his own, this happens sometimes in professional sports. I think you can be a good coach, and the timing of when you are a head coach in a league may not work out sometimes. Like, I was starting to think, all right, well, Matt Ryan's getting through the end of his career. Calvin Ridley is going to be suspended the entire season next year. Like, is Arthur Smith going to be able to make it through this with his job and get to the other side of whatever the rebuild looks like for Atlanta? Because, I mean, we know this. A lot of times in professional sports, the coach is the one that gets sacrificed when things aren't going well. Well, you get Deshaun Watson. Number one, the expectation changes. But number two, I think you got something to work with there if you're Arthur Smith. And right now, I just don't think there's much to work there with on Atlanta.
Well, that's true. No, I mean, there's no doubt. But no, I mean, this is potentially just a total game changer. And again, I mean, with that team, I mean, you can pretty quickly, I mean, look at the Bucks and the appeal they have. Now, I know right now the timing isn't great. Tom Brady timed it perfectly well, you know, and then went above and beyond by screwing over college basketball. But he, you know, he timed it perfectly in terms of, okay, guys, come here. But I also think Deshaun Watson, wherever he goes, there's going to be some people who are very interested in going there because of him.
Yep.
So it can get a lot better quickly. And you got to be excited about throwing to Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, no question about that. So then there's the other side of this with Cleveland being informed that they are out. Obviously, they made an aggressive push to land the services of Deshaun Watson as well. And we talked about Baker Mayfield's, I guess, goodbye letter that he put out there the other night on social media to the city of Cleveland. Well, now there's not going to be a Deshaun Watson to the Cleveland Browns. And Tom Pelissero and others putting it out there yesterday that Baker Mayfield doesn't care. He still wants out. He wants a trade from the Browns, and that the relationship just can't be mended at this point. Now, there was also some reporting in the immediate aftermath of that yesterday that Browns don't seem to really care. It doesn't look like they're going to, you know, accommodate Baker Mayfield at this point based on his trade request. But this is a fascinating situation with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. You got him basically waving goodbye to the city the other night on Twitter, requesting a trade now that Deshaun Watson has fallen through. And apparently the Browns are like, yeah, that's great, dude. We're not trading you. It's a really weird situation.
Well, Baker needs to stop being a little whiny baby. I mean, he just needs to suck it up and understand that, hey, guess what, Baker? Deshaun Watson is better than you, okay? You're good. It's all on tape. You put it all on tape. Everybody can see. You're good. You're not great. And you shouldn't, just like at any other position, you should expect all these teams to try to be as good as possible at every position, including your position. And yeah, I guess it's like a line from a movie that, you know, actually, Michelle, maybe this would be a good thing to take your mind off basketball. Watch the Godfather trilogy.
Maybe so.
It's not first,
go really
it's
deep not, into the Godfather, just super dark.
It really could Godfather. Be a big weekend for that. Yeah.
Well, maybe if I could move my neck to look at the TV, you guys could see me right now. I just took a video. I'm going to text you. I literally can't move my neck. Nick, intern Nick is here. And he's like, Michelle, you're looking at me sideways. Like, it's just going great over here.
Is it a pinched nerve?
Yeah, probably. I turned to check my blind spot and I heard a big old crack.
Oh,
it's not good.
If you sit kind of sideways, I mean, it's only a 3.5 hour movie.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can make it through 3.5 hours of this show.
Just prop yourself up.
Less than 3 hours to go. But the line is, it's not personal, it's business.
That's right.
And, you know, Baker Mayfield, I mean, just quit crying, man. You're employed by an NFL team. They were looking at someone who's better than you. They're not going to get that person, so they'll keep you. Shut up and do your job.
Well, and I look, there are some Browns fans all over Twitter yesterday. Like, well, what do you expect when the franchise treats you this way? He played through injuries and all this other stuff. I'm like, that's great. Yeah. Like, I don't question Baker Mayfield's physical toughness. Like, he played through some injuries last year, and I think he deserves credit for that. Now, I also think that probably ended up hurting him in the long run because he played very poorly through those injuries. But again, you know, this is part of what the reporting has been out there on Baker Mayfield. Chris Mortensen went on ESPN the other day and talked about how basically the Browns want an adult as their quarterback. And, you know, that's pretty strong words, but the way that he's acting right now make you kind of understand what the Browns are talking about here.
Well, it's been, yeah, he gets into these little feuds with reporters and whatever. I mean, it's like, hey man, do you not, it's always fascinating to me, guys like this, like, do you not see on a weekly basis all the guys who come in out of this building who are cut? I mean, it's the NFL. It's cutthroat, okay? Yeah. So part of, you know, the reason that your position makes so much more than everybody else is because you're also supposed to set a tone and be a leader and not be a little Lord Fauntleroy, like, you know, hitting your little, give me my mashed peas. I mean, just, it's honestly, it's like, it kind of reminds me of like last year when some people were all worried that, like, you know, oh, the players don't like John Hines, or, you know, like Johansson and Duchesne are going to be mad. They didn't get protected. It's pro sports. How about you get cut and go home?
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Keith texting in, Michelle Knezakrick. Michelle Knezakrick is coming from Keith on the text line.
I'm becoming older by the day and the second. This Kentucky loss has aged me about 5 years. Like, as if the loss wasn't bad enough. I just wish you could see me, because if you guys were looking through the glass right now, I think you would see like one eyeball just above the TVs.
Don't mess with the Peacocks. This is what happens. Injuries emotionally and physically everywhere around.
I salute you with both of these.
Oh, and I didn't have time to grab coffee because I woke up late. So,
double shot of coffee from Rex Road. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. A lot more of your thoughts to get to on the NFL coming up next. Let me tell you about my friends at the Nashville Predators. Season tickets for the Preds 2022-23 season are on sale now. There are full half and quarter season plans that are available. You can join the Loyal Legion today and receive the best seat locations, priority access to the 2022 Stanley Cup playoff tickets as well. As a season ticket citizen, your tickets for round one of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs will be up to 20% lower than your regular season price. Tickets for round two will be the same as your regular season price. So that's something that you're going to want to jump on. As a season ticket citizen, you receive concession discounts, Nashville locker room discounts, pre-sales to shows at Bridgestone's Arena, and much, much more. So if you want to learn more, visit NashvillePredators.com/season tickets. Once again, that's NashvillePredators.com/season tickets.
That Baker now is emotional. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. I do too. I was an emotional player. But the difference between Baker and I is, one, I won Triple Crown. I led the league in something besides crying.
Jeez, that was Steve Smith discussing the Baker Mayfield situation. Well, the difference between Baker Mayfield and me is I won the Triple Crown, so I won something besides crying in the NFL. Good gracious.
It sounded like such a nice analysis of Baker Mayfield, and then boom.
Just right off the top rope. Oh, good stuff. By the way, I did see a report yesterday that apparently if Baker Mayfield were to be traded, he would be interested in the Colts. What do you make of that? Baker Mayfield, if he were to be traded, interested in the Colts, should the Colts be interested in Baker Mayfield in your mind?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this latest saga is another reminder. My gosh, you're so petty and childish.
Well, that's why I bring that up, because the thing that I'm thinking about is, you know, we heard a lot about Carson Wentz on the field in Indy, but a part of what we heard is he was not what they were looking for off the field either. I don't know that this from Baker Mayfield is exactly what the Colts would be looking for either from that regard.
Yeah, but I also would separate this. It's like Julio Jones, which obviously didn't work out, but it's not for the reason some people said it wouldn't work out. If you have a big issue with management ownership, but you are a good leader with the people who actually play football with you, then I'm fine with that. I think with Wentz, he just was subpar. I think Baker Mayfield would be better in that way than him, based on everything we know about him. So would he still get into these little cry fests and about dumb stuff? Probably, but I would still, if I were the Colts, I would rather have Baker Mayfield than Jimmy Garoppolo. That's just me.
I'm interested to see if the Browns actually trade him. I mean, the relationship seems pretty soured at this point, but it's also like if you're the Browns, you can be like, all right, well, dude, we're not trading you. So you can either suck it up and come play football, or you can sabotage your career, whatever you want to do, but we're not trading you. So I'm interested to see what happens from Cleveland's standpoint now.
Well, it seems to me like this is one of those situations where like a Kevin Stefanski would be really important. You know, if that's solid and good, and, you know, I can be like, hey, screw them, man. Let's go win. Let's show them, you know. You know, management's management. You know, they pay you your money. What matters is the guys in this room, you know? And if you can make that happen and that can be okay, then who cares if Baker, you know, is flipping you off through the door, you know, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you know, whatever. But so that's the big thing. I mean, I guess if it's like irreconcilable differences at some point, maybe they still feel like they have to do it. But I mean, if you're the Browns right now, then what's your option at that position if you're going to do this? I totally get getting into the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. I get it.
Sure.
I feel like that's more the Browns saw an opportunity for a generational talent, not, oh, we got to get a new quarterback.
Right. Yeah, I think there is a difference. And I think, you know, I understand, like, if you're Baker Mayfield, you don't love that. What's weird to me is, like, Matt Ryan, and, like, it almost seems like he's going out of his way down there in Atlanta to be like, yeah, take a look at Deshaun Watson. Sure. I'll push back my – like, he was supposed to get, like, a $7.4 million bonus today, and he pushed it back a day as they could continue to work on this stuff. It's interesting how this is playing out with Baker Mayfield on one side with Cleveland, and now with Matt Ryan down there in Atlanta as well.
Yeah, who might be as mature and likable a quarterback as there is in the league.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So, there you go.
Hey, if Baker Mayfield gets traded, are they going to, like, do some insurance commercial with him, of him, like, leaving that stadium and walking to a different one? What do we think happens?
Nice.
No. I like those commercials. I'll give him credit for that.
I do, too. He's pretty good. He's good in the Heisman House commercials.
Yeah. Maybe that's what his future looks like. A little acting.
You have some fun with those.
Yeah. Matt on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Who's better, Tannehill or Mayfield? Don't ask Jared because we all know his answer. It's coming from Matt on the text line.
I mean, like, you know, before last year, I would have said I would absolutely prefer Ryan Tannehill as my quarterback for this offense than Baker Mayfield. I think after last season, I think it's close. You know,
it's close. Now, look,
difference in age.
There's a difference in age, which I think is what makes it actually closer. Like, Baker Mayfield wasn't good last year.
I mean, no, but he was hurt. I mean, I do give him the break on that.
Sure, he was hurt, but you know, I think, has he been a bust so far? No, I don't think Baker Mayfield has been a bust. Has he lived up to where he was drafted thus far? I don't know. I guess that depends on who you ask. I mean, a couple of years ago, when he threw for 26-8 and his completion percentage was 62-8, 3,500 yards, I mean, we saw what he did that year. He came in here and just blitzed the Titans in that game. So, you know, he's had his moments where he's been really, really good. Is he going to make it to a second contract with Cleveland? I mean, it doesn't look likely at this point.
No. Yeah, it's hard. I feel like if he had had last year and he was 5-6 years older, then it'd be like, ooh, you know, there are still quarterbacks who like fall off in their 30s. I know it seems crazy now to think that, but
yeah,
it does happen. But I feel like I do, you know, as much as he, I think, deserves criticism for the way he's acting about this whole thing, which he should understand. He should understand the business of the NFL. I do give him credit for what he tried to do last year. It doesn't totally explain some of the decisions he made that still, like, your injury does not force you to make that decision, but I have to also think there's a huge correlation.
Joel on Twitter says, really hoping Watson goes to the Saints to prevent the Matt Ryan to Indianapolis deal. So hoping Deshaun Watson ends up in New Orleans so there's no Matt Ryan going back the other way to Indy.
That's interesting. I don't know that I'd be, like, terrified of Matt Ryan right now. Would Matt Ryan in Indy, how would that compare to Phillip Rivers and Carson Wentz in Indy?
I think it would be similar, but right now I'd much prefer the situation, if I'm a Titans fan, of the Colts having no quarterback. You know, Matt Ryan, I still think makes them – like, they would be a threat to you in the AFC South with Matt Ryan, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would probably still pick the Titans to win the division, but I think they'd at least be a threat. Like, right now, I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback.
Yeah, certainly. Matt Ryan's better than current Sam Ellinger. Or Ellinger? I can't figure that out with him.
I've heard both. I don't know which one it is. Hmm. This is like Marcus Mariota, Mariota.
Well, except that was clearly Mariota and everybody's screwing it up.
I know. Well, we're screwing it up one way or the other.
Well, maybe we'll get a chance to find out. I mean, you know, maybe we'll get a chance. We'll have to talk about it a lot. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, it would. Ron on the text line says, the Baker Mayfield issue reminds me of an episode of Jerry Springer where the Browns were talking to another guy and the guy doesn't want him. So the Browns go back with their old boyfriend. But the problem is now he doesn't want you back. It's a soap opera. That's coming from Ron on the text line. Maybe yeah, well, Jerry Springer action.
Yeah. I mean, if this were dating, then I understand Baker Mayfield being mad. Certainly he should break up then. He should break up with her if this were dating. Considering it's a multi-billion-dollar business where you know the best people are always being sought after, and yeah. Deshaun Watson is flat out better than Baker Mayfield will ever be. Well, maybe he should open his freaking eyes. I don't know. Just a thought.
Maybe so. Mark from Clarksville texting again says, Robbie, who do you want the Packers to sign at wide receiver to help put a Band-Aid over that wound? I don't even know who's out there for them to sign at wide receiver that would put a Band-Aid over that wound. That's a wound that's not going to heal anytime soon, my friend. Let me just tell you. Now, if you go draft Chris Olave and he turns out to be really good, then maybe we'll talk.
I mean, he is good. They're going to get somebody. It's just like your Vols fandom. You know, you're heartbroken now and you're upset, and then, you know, they're going to have a nice rookie or two and you're going to talk yourself into being excited.
I really came close last year to violating one of my rules, and that is getting a jersey of somebody who's like my same age, because me and Davante Adams are same age. glad I didn't do that at this point. That would have sucked.
Yeah, I like that rule.
Yeah. I don't really know why that's my rule, but it is.
It's a very good rule.
Shout out to Davante Adams. Hope he enjoys Las Vegas. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. What did we learn about Rick Barnes and this Vols team yesterday as they dismantled Longwood? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game.
Ziegler with five. Makes his move on a kick. Extra pass. James on target. A three as time expires.
Ah, yes, the beautiful sounds of Rocky Top bringing us back in here this morning on Robbie and Rex Road. Brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you as well on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. By the way, lots of offers to Michelle on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com to just go ahead and jump on board and jump on that Tennessee Vols bandwagon for the rest of the tournament. Michelle, what do you think of that?
Well, it is tempting, to be honest. Look at Joe's eyes. Joe's like, oh my goodness, you can join me as a Vols fan.
That's right. GB Joe.
To be honest, I really appreciate these Vols fans, you know, giving me some love and allowing me to join that fan base. I think for right now, I'm just going to be a neutral bystander for the rest of the tournament because it just hurts too bad. But listen, Tennessee Vols, I will say, Rick Barnes, I like him as a coach, came on our show, friend of the show, good guy. And Zakai Ziegler, I love watching him play. So that's what I will give you. But as far as a fan, that might be a little too soon. It would feel like a rebound relationship.
Yeah.
And we just don't do that on this show, you know?
That's right. I mean, it would be like a rebound relationship, but like with, I'm trying to think how that would.
Would it be a healthy relationship? And maybe I'm in a toxic one right now with Kentucky.
It'd be like a rebound relationship with your ex-boyfriend's brother.
Yeah, brother or cousin.
Enemy cousin. Yeah. Right. You know, so that's dicey territory, but it's nice that people are offering that for you.
Yeah, there's some nice Vols fans.
Had a friend send me a meme earlier today as the show was going on. I sent it to Michelle. I'm sure she really appreciated it. It was just a picture of the Dead Sea. And it says, "This is the Dead Sea, the saltiest place on the earth, except for Lexington, Kentucky right now," which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, that was really good. And I sent you one back of Calipari just going freaking crazy. And then somebody captioned it, "Peacocks" in all caps.
Oh, man. Just incredible stuff. Well, Tennessee did not fall victim to the underdog yesterday. Longwood goes down pretty easily. 88-56 win for the Vols. Joe, you saw it in person. What did you make of the Vols' performance yesterday? And did yesterday's performance make you feel any differently about this team and what they could be coming down the stretch? What do you make of the way they played, particularly on the offensive side of the ball?
No, I mean, I don't feel any different. I think every game that Josiah James shoots like this, it just adds to the idea that. So here's the thing with Josiah James, you know, honestly, I had forgotten about the finger thing against Villanova. You know, he missed three games, but basically at the time it was like, okay, he doesn't need surgery and he's going to sit three games. And so he did. And yeah, he had the thing on his finger, but like, honestly, I didn't think much of it this year. I mean, how much of this season have we talked about, you know, Josiah James, man, it's in his head. It's a shooting slump. He's not a great shooter. And, you know, Mike Wilson, friend of the show, has said, he's like, I think he's a really good shooter, you know, but I until I talked to his mom this week, Sonia Bryce, who by the way is awesome and is a former Big South ref and now has a business assigning officials in the Charleston area, and constantly calls out her son for all of his fouls and stuff that aren't called, while other parents are like, oh, terrible. She's like, oh, no, that's the right call on Josiah. Oh, no, that was a block. But anyway, she's telling me this whole thing. I'm like, wait, he's been playing with torn tendons for 12 weeks? I didn't know that. I didn't know it was this bad. So if you think about it in those terms now, this is five straight games without the thing on his finger, and he's 14 for 26 from three. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, Chris Lofton, okay, the rest of the way. That's not who he is. But it looks good coming off his hand right now. And we already know what Vescovy is as a shooter and how teams – and the difference between those two is I can't name a game this year where it wasn't immediately obvious – because most coaches think this way. If there's a really deadly, like 45% three-point shooter on the other team, we're not helping off him. We're getting through every screen. We're switching everything. We're never going under. He's not going to breathe out there. And that's what teams do to Vescovy. Well, they're not doing that to Josiah James, not right now. Well, if he keeps shooting like this, it just becomes a real problem, because who do you – you know, you have to sag off somebody, because Kennedy Chandler can get into the lane whenever he wants to. Oh, and by the way, he's hitting the three too. He was 3 for 4 yesterday. I mean, I think a lot of yesterday was too easy for the Vols. It just Longwood gave no resistance, and you can't expect them. I mean, they set the record for shooting, for 3-point shooting, for assists, all that in the NCAA tournament in program history. But they do look awfully dangerous right now.
Oh, they do. And yesterday was pretty clearly from the jump a John Fulkerson type game. He came in and, you know, look, just with Longwood's personnel, Fulkerson could have done pretty much anything he wanted to do offensively yesterday. That's not going to be the case against Michigan, though. What do you make of the matchup now that Michigan has taken down Colorado State, which, by the way, first game to go final yesterday? When your bracket finishes 1-for-1, when it starts off that way, I felt pretty good, by the way, yesterday. So 1-for-1 with Michigan taking down Colorado State. What do you think of that matchup for Tennessee?
It's completely different. We're going to have Sean Windsor on for the Detroit Free Press later. I mean, he's a hoops guy at heart too, and he knows Michigan as well as anyone. They are a very talented team. They're a very disappointing team this year. They're young, but they have Hunter Dickinson came back this year, 7-1, 260, and he's just a problem. I mean, yesterday it's 28-13 Colorado State, and they're about to run Michigan out of the building. Michigan doesn't have their starting point guard Devontae Jones because he has a concussion, and I don't know if he's playing Saturday, by the way, and that's a big deal, but assume he is. You know, the way they stayed in that game was they can just throw into Dickinson. And he can at least get to the line, get him a quick bucket. And he did that. And then eventually he dominated. I mean, I wrote it and I've already forgotten it. He had like 21 on like 11 shots. I mean, he's a big problem. Moussa Diabate, 6'11 freshman, playing the four for them. Also a problem, got into foul trouble yesterday. But it's just the rim is not going to just be there for the Vols to just feast on it. And then defensively, they are going to be challenged here. If Michigan is going to hit shots and Caleb Houston is a 6'8", long freshman, one of the top recruits. I think he was a top five recruit in the country last year. Also kind of a disappointing year, but he's coming on now. He changed the game yesterday. Really won the game for them with some huge threes to put them ahead, and they never gave up the lead. If they're going to hit threes in tandem with those bigs, this is a really dangerous Michigan team. Absolutely capable of beating Tennessee.
Well, and to that point, if that's going to be the matchup, and I agree with everything you just said, you just need your guard play to continue to be stellar if you're Tennessee. Like, your guards have got to continue to play well. Kennedy Chandler is playing much better now. I mean, he's been consistent over the last 3-4 weeks of being a really good offensive player for this team. And you mentioned it, 3-of-4 yesterday, shooting the three. That's become a weapon for him, playing off the ball a little bit more. Like, they need their guard play to continue to play really, really well in this matchup against Michigan. I mean, look, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, well, Michigan's an 11 seed. How good can they be? The talent is much better than an 11 seed.
Yeah, and no question. No question at all about that. And there are some people who were mad Michigan didn't get the play-in game fate and all that stuff. But they didn't, and they have some very good wins. I mean, they've won – I mean, they've got a lot of good wins, including some road wins. So they won at Iowa. Oh, by the way, thanks, Iowa. Nice job yesterday.
Yep.
Why the heck would I ever believe in Iowa? You know, the big – with this matchup, the big question for me is, does Tennessee have to stay big more than Rick Barnes likes to, or will he put Josiah James on Moussa Diabate and go small? The problem is you can't go Fulkerson at the five. Now, Fulkerson can't be the matchup against Dickinson. If he is, then you have to double immediately. How much are they going to double? Are they going to dig? I imagine you're going to throw all those bigs in there. But like you said, then you also have to outplay them. Tennessee is better. I mean, Tennessee is a better team. Tennessee should win this game. If it plays its best, it will win this game. And Tennessee's guards have the advantage. But that is where the game will be. The paint is where that game will be largely decided. And that's a little bit scary because that's not the Vols' strength. They do have strength in numbers.
Coming up next, it's time for Call Your Shot Friday. We need your bold predictions in the world of sports on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll get to that coming up next. We tell you about my friends at the Nashville Predators. Season tickets for the 2022-23 season are on sale now. Full half and quarter season services are available. You can have the best seat locations, priority access to the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs. And as a season ticket citizen, your tickets for round one of the 2022 Cup playoffs will be up to 20% lower than your regular season price. Tickets for round two of the Cup playoffs will be the same as your regular season price. So make sure you jump in on that deal right now. You get all sorts of benefits being a season ticket holder, like concession discounts, Nashville locker room discounts as well, pre-sales to shows at Bridgestone Arenas, saving on Preds Foundation events, and so much more. You can learn more at NashvillePredators.com/season tickets. Once again, that's NashvillePredators.com/season tickets. And it is that time of the week. Time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We need your bold predictions in the world of sports. Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
I knew at some point today this would become a complete bleep show, and this is that time. I'm not ready to offer Call Your Shot. Give me a keyword that we called last week. Give me a called shot we had so I can find the stuff.
I said game-winning goal from Mattias Ekholm.
Okay, Ekholm's a great search term. We don't have a lot of Ekholm on this thing.
We do know.
Oh, we do have Ekholm extension by the month of August. That was
that's good.
Yeah, and here we go. Ekholm game-winning goal versus the Blues. That did not happen.
It did not.
What else did you have? You had the Vols beat Kentucky, and Cal will tell everyone, be quiet! That basically happened.
Yeah, it did.
That loss just feels like an eternity ago.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, the L's are piling up. I'm sorry. Astros will win the World Series. And something about Dusty Baker. I just typed Dusty Baker. Forsberg hat trick against Minnesota. You got Jameis Winston to the Colts.
Still in play.
Still in play. Michelle, I guess last week was a bleep show too. Forsberg end with more goals this season. That's what I typed up. That's really brilliant typing by me. Forsberg end with more goals this season.
So it was about beating the franchise record. I said Duchesne will beat it first or get to it first, and then, but Duchesne will end with more goals or Forsberg. Wow, it really is a bleep show.
Yes,
Joe is a professional writer.
You're a professional writer. So you weren't here for that one, Michelle.
Oh, also, though, I was not here for that one. But also, I just need to resurface a called shot I had. January 28th, I went back that Kenny Payne will be the new head coach of Louisville. So I'm really sorry, Kentucky fans. Just this 24 hours is just very tough for us right now. But, yep, people said I was not going to be right. But it's resurfacing.
Anyone in particular?
A certain Louisville person at our station, oh, that's never going to happen, I think was the text to Joe. I have sources. Well, everybody today, it will be announced, so you're welcome.
By the way, Jared is going to is reveling right now in the Kentucky L. I'm just saying.
He is.
He doesn't even like college basketball. I thought nobody liked college basketball. Well, I don't want to hear you talk about it then.
Good. Let's get some other people mad at Jared. Let's see. What else? You had LSU will beat Arkansas and Auburn. That didn't happen. You had Jimmy G to the Colts, Deshaun Watson to the Steelers. One of them still could happen. I said Vanderbilt will take Kentucky to the wire and lose on a Kellen Grady three. They did take him to the wire. Penn State title game of the Big Ten tournament. No. Zakai Ziegler game-winning shot against Kentucky, but Auburn beats UT in the title game. A little bit off there. I also had Jimmy G to the Colts. I have Watson to Seattle, which apparently Seattle is like, let's rebuild with Pete Carroll and just we'll be back in a few years, folks. So another good week of Call Your Shot. So if you guys have shots, go for it.
There you go. Michelle Knezvik, would you like to kick us off this week in Call Your Shot Friday?
I would absolutely love to. Okay. So Oscar Tshiebwe will stay at Kentucky and do another year. Because poor Oscar, oh, he was crying yesterday, just broke my heart. Okay. So Oscar stays, and oh, I really hope he does.
Probably transfer to Tennessee.
Okay, Robbie, that was mean. That was just mean. Jacksonville State beats big boy Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers today. Mark it. Nice. Jacksonville State also the team that just totally lucked out getting into the tournament. Fullerton will beat Coach Bellerman. K. Yep. Beat Coach K and Duke. I'm just really hoping that all these other teams go down today so that I can feel better about myself and we could stop talking about Kentucky. And Juju Smith signs with the Titans.
There you go.
Okay.
I like that. Joe Rexroad, are you ready for call shots or you want me to go?
Oh, and the Balls win the national championship.
What? Is that like a are you hoping to counter jinx them? Like, what's going on there?
No, to be honest, I actually as much as I hate them, but now that Kentucky's not in it and I'm slowly but surely feeling better about myself this morning and I'm really focused on the whole neck thing, I guess I would like to see them win.
Wow. It's a big moment here on the show.
Joe just called me a traitor. Mr. Vandy, Big Orange Nation. Yeah. Don't even. You were laughing. I saw your tweet about you laughing on Press Row last night as I'm crying in a bar.
Oh, no, no, no. You got to understand. No, no. That was, I was watching the Murray State San Francisco game. If anybody didn't watch that game, it's one of the greatest basketball games I've ever seen. It was so incredible. That's what I was laughing about. I was like, dude, this Bouye for San Francisco? Holy crap. No, I was laughing because I seriously was just sitting here like, dude, are you serious with this game after the Kentucky? I wasn't laughing at Kentucky.
Well, at least one Kentucky team won.
That is true.
And believe me, I walked into the city streets around 1 a.m. heading back to the hotel, and there were a lot of Murray State fans out there partying. Man, I did not see much blue. I mean, this city just lost a lot of money.
Yeah, no question about that. Joe, are you ready for Call Your Shot Friday?
Yeah. So the Vols will win it all. There's one of my – I mean, I had them losing to Kentucky in the title game. Well, I got them winning it all now. So I'll join Michelle in that shot. And actually, that was kind of my idea too. Since my bracket, you may as well just use it to, you know,
wipe my tears.
Use it to wipe something. You know, use it to just light it on fire and – You know, I'm just going to go ahead and let me get some shots in. Let's see. Right. I wish you had not taken the Fullerton Duke one, but I'm going to actually echo Michelle also in the Auburn. I kind of was thinking about that anyway, like seriously, it shouldn't happen, but that's this tournament. You know, someone made a good point that, you know, the juniors in this tournament have never played, right? Like in a lot of cases, like there's so many people who don't have experience in the NCAA tournament because of what's happened with COVID and everything. So it's just maybe the recipe for an even wackier tournament. So give me all Jacksonville State shocking Auburn. Give me Montana State shocking Texas Tech. You know, we're sitting here just expecting, you know, Texas Tech to lock down later teams in the tournament. No, they're going to lose to Montana State today. Okay.
Wow.
I need one more.
Jacksonville State wins it all, Joe.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. You know what, though? I picked them to go deep, but forget about it. Illinois, they're going to lose. Chattanooga, UTC, the Mocs.
Bring it on.
There you go. Those are my shots.
All right, my called shots. I'll go through quickly here. Tennessee and Michigan goes to overtime. Tennessee and Michigan goes to overtime. I will save who I think wins that game for later in the program, but it goes to overtime in that game. There will be 10 or more combined goals in Predators Leafs tomorrow. 10 or more combined goals in Preds Leafs. Wild one at Bridgestone Arena. Mm-hmm. And finally, Alabama will lose to Notre Dame today. Alabama is losing to Notre Dame today. So another SEC team goes down. Notre Dame will pull off the upset and will take down Alabama today.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I like that one. I like that. I like the chances of that.
Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Robert in Nashville texting in says, Kentucky won't lose another game in the tournament. This is Robert's called shot. Very well done. Mark from Clarksville texting in says, called shots this week. We will have four double-digit seeds win today, including Chattanooga. Four double-digit seeds winning today, including Chattanooga. Titans will sign Juju Smith-Schuster and MVS by the end of the weekend. The Packers will get Jarvis Landry and Will Fuller. Finally, four double-digit teams will be in the Sweet 16 as well, including the Peacocks of St. Peter's.
Man, you know, poor Kyle Tucker. Now, as I hand off the Peacocks to Kyle Tucker, because you know his team is gone. So now, Kyle, what
we're
you
aware, doing, Joe.
I'm just saying, he's all in on the St. Peter's Murray State matchup. I hope we see a great game. In Murray State, I think Murray State might have beaten Kentucky anyway, man. I mean, I don't know. I kind of wish, and I know Michelle does too, that we could have seen that game. They might smoke the Peacocks. You know, like they had this magical night, and I just – but then again, we do see it sometimes.
Peacocks are going to win it all, guys.
Maybe so. I got a text that says, called shot, Atlanta will not get Deshaun Watson, and then Matt Ryan will be traded for Ryan Tannehill. Matt Ryan traded for Ryan Tannehill.
There's a shot.
There's a shot.
Yeah, probably not.
Going back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Andrew texting in says, Michelle, it's almost football season. Cheer up. That'd be fine. Kentucky football on the rise, baby. It's good stuff.
It is just not the same. Like, no.
Well, Thank you, though. But in all, you do have Ryan Howard and the Kentucky women's team, which actually I think could do some damage.
Yeah.
So see, it's still bad basketball season two.
That's right. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Teron Davenport from ESPN coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and what has been a wild week so far in NFL free agency. Make sure you tune in for Chasing Checkers coming up on Sunday. ESPN 102.5 The Game is Nashville's official home of NASCAR. Tune in Sunday at 1 o'clock for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And you can get set for the race with Chasing Checkers coming up every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.